I'm going to share with you an example of what it means to be so present as love. To be so present as love that the greatest violation can be transcended. Okay, some of you have read the autobiography. You already know this one. Some of you haven't. As I started off with this evening, really what I was stating and asserting is the truth that there is only love. You, everything is this one self that is love. And what would happen if you were to see that? I'm not talking a concept. I'm not talking an ideal. I'm not talking a religious perspective or possibility. I'm talking reality and the power that is inherent in this very living reality. To see as it, to realize as it, transforms even the greatest moments of violation. As a 16-year-old girl, I was met by a man who felt very much out of love, a man who grew up in his life being told he was unworthy, he was an undeserving creature of life, worth nothing, basically. He didn't believe in himself, he didn't believe in love, didn't believe he was worthy of it, ached and desired it desperately, so desperately, that when he made advances at me that were not gratified, that desperation for love became an act of thievery. He decided to steal that feeling, to rape me and try and kill me, basically, because he wanted that love more than anything, and to be denied an experience of love was just too painful for him. Now, as a 16-year-old girl, I was already perhaps, you know, experiencing quite differently to the average person. Not differently from what's available within each of us, but just differently in terms of where I was oriented. So I already had cultivated meditative awareness, not just through the spontaneous states that I came in with, but through self-direction, self-determination and discipline. So in this instance, as the body was being raped and murdered and was almost dead, there was the realization that actually the body was very, very close to dying, and that if I did not have absolutely one-pointed concentration, I would lose consciousness. So what happened? I brought absolute full attention into that one-pointed consciousness. Nothing different from what I was talking about earlier. You've been giving attention to so many thoughts. You give your full attention to these so-called problems. There I was giving my full attention to one-pointed awareness. And in that concentration was the witnessing, the experiencing of absolute oneness. That man was myself. The room was myself. There was nothing but one all-connected energy field. Of course, within that energy field, I could see that this dear soul, this man, as an aspect of myself, had so denied himself the truth of love, forgotten that he is love, that in that pain he wanted to take love. Now, in that realization was the most profound prayer for this man to remember that he is love. Not that he needs to get love or become love or purify himself to be worthy of love, but that he is love, that he is loved, that he's lovable. And do you know what happened in that moment? That love was so vast, I can't even begin to describe what that is. I mean, we talk about God being the infinite. Well, that's God, that love. That love was like an endless ocean. And as I felt that love, and I felt this man as myself as this love, and the prayer for him in his experience to realize this love, the room lit up. It lit up with 1,000 angels. And he dropped to his knees. This man, this murderer, dropped to his knees. He put his hands together and he looked up into the light of the angels. He said, "Oh my God, please help me. Help me, I've killed an angel." Well, that murderer became a savior. The murderer realized love. That power of presence meant that I, as a so-called undeveloped, immature 16-year-old girl, was beyond pain. The power and the presence of that love meant that I saw I am not this body, this event. There is no suffering. I am not touched. I am the eternal life, the eternal presence of love, as is this man, this one who I just shared this experience with. Usually, that so-called undeveloped 16-year-old girl would be sitting before you as a very scarred woman, perhaps not even alive, actually. But I don't have a scar, let alone no physical scars. There is not a single mark upon my being. There is only one presence of love. That is not a parable. That is not a moral teaching, a religious concept. That is living power and truth. You are this same love. You are this same one, this same awareness. And I'm asking you, will you choose to orient yourself in the very living center of your being? Or will you continue to orient yourself in the thoughts that you are anything less than love. Do you want to see the world healed? Do you want to see peace? Do you want peace in yourself? Do you want peace amongst men and women? Do you want the rivers to flow? Yes, you do. Love is the only way to realize yourself as love, is the only way. Not to keep hoping and praying that you will become love. Because as long as you hope and pray that you will become love, you will deny the power and the truth of yourself as love. You deny yourself this, and you deny the whole world this. Now is the moment. There is only now.